USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's going to be a red wave like you've never seen before.
President Trump predicting great things for Republicans in the upcoming election. The president campaigning in New Hampshire today continues.
People are tired of looking at the anarchists and all of the things taking place in Portland, Chicago, New York with crime.
His Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, has no public appearances scheduled. After several aides, including his chief of staff, tested positive for COVID-19, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says Vice President Mike Pence will keep campaigning.
CDC guidelines does say essential personnel.
Yes, it says they wear a mask. If they wear a mask.
And I spoke to the vice president last night at midnight, and I can tell you that what he's doing is wearing a mask, socially distancing, and when he goes up to speak, he will take the mask off, put it back on.
Meadows speaking there on CNN, USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The National Hurricane Center reports that Tropical Storm Zeta has formed south of Cuba. The storm evolved from Tropical Depression 28 to increase in strength into a tropical storm late Saturday into early Sunday. Zeta is expected to reach the Gulf Coast by midweek. As many businesses struggle to adapt during COVID, some just can't stay afloat. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Another business casualty of the pandemic is rated one of the best quality coffee chains in the country. Brooklyn Roasting Company announced this week that it was filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will be closing all of its brick-and-mortar locations in New York City. Another closing announced is California-based Yoga Works with 66 studios throughout the U.S. They closed temporarily when COVID first consumed the news, and now no namaste, filing for Chapter 11 and permanently closing its studios.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When it comes to national security threats, many people think of Russia and Iran. But according to President Trump's national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, China is trying to steal COVID-19 vaccine research, and they're also a country that is trying to compromise us and our election. Gordon Chang is a senior fellow with the Gatestone Institute. He says O'Brien is right on point.
Clearly, it's not Russia. It's indeed China that poses the gravest national security threat.
Of course.
And matter of fact, the director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, in August actually said that. And in this case, we've got information that can lead us to believe that China does have compromising material, not only on Hunter Biden, but perhaps Joe Biden himself. So that should lead every American voter to ask a question. Will China have this material to blackmail a President Biden? And I think the answer is yes. If you look, especially if you look at that November 2011 meeting in the White House between the China Entrepreneur Club and the Vice President himself.
Authorities in Washington state say they've destroyed a nest of murder hornets. The Asian giant hornets are an invasive species not native to the United States. The two-inch hornets have been dubbed murder hornets because their sting can sometimes be fatal to humans. The nest found in Blaine, Washington, near the Canadian border. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.